That's elaborate. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest is going to have a very busy Saturday. It is Lori Roldan, and that's because she's going to be at the Lesher Center of the Arts in Walnut Creek. She has a show on Saturday, a matinee at 2, and then an evening show at 7 o'clock, where she's going to be singing Carpenter Christmas favorites. This is inspired, of course, by the music of Karen Carpenter. We've only just begun. Lori, this sounds like a lot of fun, but also maybe some sleepless nights.
It is so much fun. I am really excited for the show. I've done this show a couple times the last couple of years at the Lesher. So this will be my third year bringing these wonderful Carpenters, you know, Christmas versions to the Lesher stage. And I am really excited. I actually have a small ensemble and a kids ensemble too this year. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Was she born? This is Jan Wall. Was she born?
Hi.
With that? Hi, honey. Was she born with that voice, or did?
Oh,
you,
yeah.
I mean, how did that happen? The voice of Karen Carpenter. Amazing.
She was my idol growing up, and she had to have been born with that voice. It just came out of her, and everybody went, oh my gosh, you know, she was the drummer, you know, an amazing drummer, a virtuoso drummer, actually. And she starts singing, with Richard in the band, and all of a sudden, everybody was just mesmerized. So.
It's a very distinct voice because it seems so pleasant, but it's a little smoky too. It's not high pitched. It's just in a groove that hit everyone just right. It's not easy to emulate.
Well, it's like I say, it's sort of buttery and velvety and just, no effort. But I'm just honored to be able to, do my cabaret show, which, my original show where I tell my life story through the Carpenters' music. And this one is, a little bit lighter in the fact that I talk about little stories, but it's a little more of, a festive, obviously, Christmassy feeling. And so it's a little lighter. This is just my passion. And as I went through kind of my life growing up, I learned how to sing to the Carpenters' records. And, especially the Christmas music was, of course, on, and I love that. So,
I am such a geek for Christmas music. I really am. I geek out on it. I just love it, but I don't like the really old, slow stuff. I like Jingle Bell Rock and, all of the Nat Cole stuff and even the Bing Crosby stuff. I just don't like the really slow stuff. What kind of songs do you sing that, celebratory of Christmas?
Right. We have a lot of upbeat songs in this show because, people love all that. And so, in fact, we have a medley where we sing Winter Wonderland.
I love that.
I love it. And we do Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. There's a lot of upbeat I've got choreography in this show where, I've got a little dancing going on. So my ensemble does an amazing job and we dance along to a lot of these, up-tempo, again, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, Winter Wonderland, those type of songs. I also have my special kids ensemble making an appearance, and we're going to sing Jingle Bells. So they do an amazing job on that, and a lot of fun. So, there's a lot of fun moments.
Jan, you're going to geek out on this, knowing you, that Lori played Sarah in Guys and Dolls.
Oh, my God, that's the best. That is the best role.
Oh, wow. Yes, it was so fun, especially the Havana scene, the Dolce de Leche.
Right, that's the scene. Oh, that's incredible. And then you
if I were
to
a bell.
Ask me how do I feel when
the best.
If I was a bell, I'd go ring, ring, ring. Oh, that's a great song.
It is, and that's one of my favorite. I did that role, and so it's just a great show. The other exciting thing in this show at the Lesher, besides just the kids ensemble, and I have my amazing musical director, Mr. Brett Strader, along with I have harp and violin, which just is such a beautiful. They're beautiful. So they play, what child is this? They play some lovely, lovely music. So I'm really blessed to have Krista Strader and Joyce Lee on harp and violin.
And Krista, you were mentioning the children. How old are the children?
Well, they're all, I think they're all around in fourth, fifth grade, so they're just...
Oh, great! Oh, my God, that is so cute!
They are so cute, and they have the energy that, you know, the audience just loves, and it's just a lot of fun. We have a little moment where we do that song, and we just... It's almost a little Sound of Music-like. I give them... They each have a little solo... And so, you know, Christmas is about family. It's a family and friends. And, you know, this is a family show. And you know, it's great for all ages and just a great way to get into the Christmas mood. It's right after Thanksgiving. So, you know, people are hungry for this type of thing, I think, right after, you know, they want to start doing the Christmas stuff right away. So,
Exactly. God, if there was one wish I could have, it would be that she could have lived. You know, I mean,
lots
of wishes like that. I wish Marilyn Monroe could have lived. I wish.
Was it bulimia or
still alive?
Was it anorexia? Do we know why she passed?
It was anorexia. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So sad, and you know, so do I. I would have loved to have met her. I mean, she was my idol growing up. You know.
Yeah.
She was just a huge influence on me, and as I went through my life, you know, I just. I've done a lot of musical theater and cabaret, inspirational, and I've always had, you know, people here and there tell me that obviously this is just a high, you know, humble honor to have people even say that I sound anywhere similar to her, and I definitely feel I have that connection. So it's just an honor, to bring this music to lots of audiences.
Yeah.
And you're local, right? You do a lot of guest stuff up and down the West Coast.
I do. I sing all over, and I'm a local gal, born and raised actually in Moraga, California.
I went to St. Mary's College. So.
So did I. I went to St. Mary's too.
What year did you graduate?
It was going back a little bit. It was in the late 80s.
I graduated in 88.
Oh my gosh! So I was right around there too. Actually, that's so interesting.
Well,
did you guys live?
I played football and lacrosse. I don't know if you ever went to any football games.
I probably did. I did a little more of that in high school because I was a cheerleader in high school. But at St. Mary's, I did communications and dance. Of course, I was always singing. I loved singing.
Were you Roll Dawn back then?
Well, I was not Roll Dawn. Nope, I was Hedstrom. So Hedstrom is my maiden name. Good old Swedish name.
Okay. Were you on campus or were you like over on Ascot?
I was on Ascot. I had an apartment. Yeah, I was on Ascot. But I love the campus. Yeah, it was fun times, that's for sure. I'm telling you, I love St. Mary's. But yeah, I kept singing and I did a lot of shows when the Lesser Center was the old nut house. I don't know if you remember that. It used to be that little theater and...
Yeah.
Lesser Center is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was there maybe 6 months ago to hear Dan Ashley, the rock and roll anchorman. And that's just a fun place.
Well,
it is a beautiful place. Yes. Oh, and you know what's exciting? This year, actually, at the Lesher Center, they have three different theaters. One of them is the Volcason, and that's a cabaret size. It's about 133 seats. Then there's the Lesher Theater, which is about 297. Then you've got the Hoffman. Well, I'm in the Lesher Theater this year, which is really exciting. So I've gone up into a little bit bigger venue this year. So I'm going to be in the Lesher Theater. Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Everyone should check it out. LesherArtsTheater.org. You can go to LaurieRoldan.com as well. It is this Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee, 7 p.m. at night, a limited engagement. Check her out. A cabaret concert inspired by Christmas songs from Karen Carpenter. Laurie, thanks for coming on, and go Gales.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So, thank you so much to both of you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you can come see the show.